It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Let's get the latest now from Cairo, Egypt, where protesters are once again on the streets after President Hosni Mubarak declined to resign last night. We're going to NPR's Saraya Sarhadi Nelson. And Saraya, where are you now?
I'm standing on a back street outside of the presidential palace here in Heliopolis, which is a suburb outside of Cairo, about 10 miles perhaps from Tahrir Square, where, of course, much of the action is happening. And since last night, protesters have been gathering here. Right now it's an increasing crowd, and they're all chanting at this presidential palace.
What is security like, and who is providing that security at the presidential palace?
Well, when you drive around Heliopolis, this is the one place that I have seen police and the plainclothes security officers and the quote-unquote thugs, as they're called, who are hired hands for these people. So most of the streets were rather empty. But there's one area here behind the presidential palace. There was the presidential guard, and there were also tanks. Of course, those are all over the town as well. There was some discussion between soldiers, presidential cars, some heated discussion between them and protesters who were coming here. But they backed down. The presidential guard and the officers of the army backed down, and they are allowing protesters into this area. And again, this area is rapidly filling up here after Friday prayers, with people screaming at the back of the presidential palace.
Well, now, even as this happens, Saraya Sarhadi Nelson, as I'm sure you know very well, the military has put out another communique today. They call it communique number 2. It seems to express support for President Mubarak, and it indicates that this state of emergency law, which is very unpopular and draconian in Egypt, will be lifted only after the protesters go home. How widely known is that communique in the streets, and how are people responding to it?
People are aware of it, but they don't trust it anymore. They don't trust anything. They feel they are going to keep voicing what they want to voice until Mr. Mubarak leaves. I just spoke with an export businessman here who say he wouldn't tell me how much money he's losing a day. This is actually his first day out protesting. But he's like, we're going to take it to every neighborhood because they cannot dismiss this anymore as something that's happening in Tahrir. That's only a minority of the people that at this stage, the man needs to go. The regime needs to go. He actually, though, is still, like so many here, are favorably disposed to the military. There were chants of the army and the people are one. And he would like to see a coup as one way of taking care of this, except, of course, he is concerned, like many are, that the army would then, that it would necessarily lead to democracy.
Saraya, I'm very interested to hear you say that there's a businessman who's losing money who's come out to protest for the first time, because a week or so ago, it seemed that perhaps the economic disruption in Egypt was working to the government's favor, to Mubarak's favor, that people might be persuaded that the protesters were causing too much trouble and costing everyone money. I've been wondering if we would reach that point at which the protesters would say it's actually Mubarak who's standing in the way of peace and Mubarak who's costing us money. Is that what the businessman is now saying?
That's certainly what he's saying. And again, he's one of the newcomers. And this is what the protesters who've been fighting for the last 15 days are counting on. 15 days since Friday. I mean, obviously, the 25th of January is when this began, but Friday was the big flashpoint. But he's saying that, you know, it's time for him to go. And if everybody has to turn out in their own neighborhood, then so be it, because this is not a limited movement.
Now, I'm hearing some chants and slogans behind you there on the phone line. Can you give us the scene now as you're outside the presidential palace?
Well, it's a lot of what we've heard in Tahrir Square, chanting that Mubarak should leave, and also talking about the corruption. It's very interesting, on the street here in chalk, it's been written all the way across this main drag, it says, "You will be tried." And there are rocks all the way surrounding this painting, which are both sort of a protective barrier around this thing that's been written, but also serving as a tool if, in fact, somebody were to turn up here and try to engage the protesters violently.
The piles of rocks look like an arsenal, that's what you're saying.
Exactly.
NPR's Saraya Sarhadi Nelson is in Cairo outside the presidential palace. Saraya, thanks very much.
You're welcome.